So right off the bat, a couple weeks back, I challenged you to a 40-yard dash on Twitter.
And you were scared to show up?
I am. I'm waiting to set a time.
Hey, man.
I got a 15-yard head start. Any, I should be able to beat you by, no. How bad do you think you'd beat me?
I would kill you.
Yeah?
It wouldn't be close.
With the 15-yard head start?
15-yard head start. I'll give you a, what did you say, 40 yards?
Yep.
All right, I'll give you a 39-yard head start. And I'll still beat you.
You have a bonus. Most of our listeners, so I probably agree with you. I'd be still sitting in the blocks. Running right by me.
So last year, obviously a tough start to the year for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Growth of the team really started around Labor Day, kind of going from there. Building into 2018, how does the momentum from last year build to this year?
I feel like we're excited. You know, we finished this season pretty strong. But like we didn't finish the season how we wanted. We wanted to make it to the playoffs, you know. Since we've been in Hamilton, we've never not made it to the playoffs, and it's like it's crushing. So it's like I feel like we just have a bunch of hungry people that's ready to like prove something, you know? Because it's like sometimes like that's like a big wake up call when you're so used to like being competitive, where it's like Grey Cup. Division game. It's like it gets so like, oh, we're always gonna be like, you know, always gonna, and then like you're like this year you're like you're home watching and it's like, all right, maybe I gotta do this something different. So everybody's home doing things different, trying to get better and like improving their game.
And for you personally, what does that entail?
Oh, I'm doing 3-a-days. I'm just going crazy. Like I'm leaving nothing unturned. Like yoga, everything, like just full go mode.
Now, when we spoke to you last season, you mentioned a habit of smack talking 8-year-olds on video games. Is that still a thing? And have you been keeping up on that in the off-season?
Yeah, I'm a Call of Duty fanatic. I love playing Call of Duty. And I have the microphone. It's like I lock myself in my little game room and I'm just on there. And then, like, every once in a while, there's like a little kid that just comes on and just starts like, and I'm just like, shut up. And then I catch myself. I'm like, yo, you're literally arguing with a 10-year-old right now. Like, what are you doing? Grow up.
You can't not. You gotta.
But you have to, right? Man. It's just fun, man.
It's about the real world.
If you had the opportunity to talk to anybody in human history, dead, alive, anybody you could, who would you talk to and why?
Jesus.
What would be the first question you'd ask?
I just want to know what's the point of everything. Like, I just want to know everything. Like, you know, like, I know there's, like, a higher power and all that. And I just want to know the big facts and everything. Like,
you want to look at the bigger picture?
Yeah, I want to know everything right now. I don't.
What's your best hidden talent?
Call of Duty. I'm a killer.
What's your weapon of choice?
I can use a sniper. I'm a good sniper, but most of the time I just run around with a little SMG, you know, on airborne mode with a silencer, just running around killing people. Real low key.
Now, if you couldn't be a football player right now, what would you be doing?
I don't know, I'd probably be a doctor. I want to be a doctor because my girl makes it look so easy, you know. My girl's an OBGYN, so, like, you know, I always tell her, like, yo, I wish I was a doctor, too. I could do this stuff.
just wake up tomorrow, you got it.
You know, I got it. Like, you know, deliver a couple babies, no biggie.
Now, earlier this week, we saw Tom Hebo get inducted into the Hall of Fame. He played both sides of the ball during his career. If you weren't on the defensive side, where would you play on offense?
I could play running back. Yeah, I could play running back.
We saw
I got a full scholarship to playing running back to go play at a bunch of Division I schools, though. I played running back before I played defense.
We saw Daron Carter switch sides last year. Do you ever think about going to the coach, going, hey, you want to throw me in at running back, see what happens?
I don't think I'll fit well with the pass blocking.
you're betting around the block?
As long as I got the ball in my hands, I'm good.